Hello, Robert Morris. Welcome to a brand new episode of Pittsburgh's Newest with Ryan and Charles. I'm Ryan G. Covey.
And I'm Charles Stockhausen after a burp of, what was it, bagel and egg. It was a really good sandwich, I'm not going to lie. It's good lunch, good lunch. And today is, what are we? I don't know, what is today?
The day before Halloween.
Yeah, October 30th, there we go. And for some pit stop facts, we're just going to go and take a couple seconds here to pay respects, of course, to the synagogue shooting because it was in Pittsburgh. So, yeah. There we go. And that also, the pit stop facts come from that of the Muslim community of the Pittsburgh Islamic Center has raised more than $70,000 for the victims, as well as more than $1 million has been raised for the victims of the shooting. Moving on from that to a more lighthearted thing, as we do. We want to thank the sponsor this week, which is avocados. If you don't know what an avocado is, go to your local supermarket and pick one up. They are a vegetable, so they will be in your fresh produce aisle. They're green, and if you cut them open, there's a big old seed inside. You don't eat the seed, but you can try. I mean, I've never really...
Yeah, good luck trying to eat the seed, but you can. You want the green... You want the green food inside.
Yeah, you want the green mush inside. It's nice. Sprinkle a little bit of pepper, salt, and lemon on that, and you got yourself a meal. So thank you, Avocados, for sponsoring us this week. And speaking of avocados and fresh produce, let's talk about some goats, because they're fresh produce, clearly. Goats are actually meat. They're not produce. Don't get that... confuse people. Anyway, the Goat Lodge Talent Show is November 2nd, which is a couple days away. It's from 10 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. at the Arcade Comedy Theater. I bet you know where that is, 943 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222. If you've been listening the show or listening to the show, you know where everything is pretty much. All the same things happen at the same places. The esteemed, venerated, and decorated members of the ancient mystical order of the Goat showcase their unique talents to help the public and receive judgment from some of the Pittsburgh's brightest comedy stars. Think surreal gong show and a VFW with a hefty portion of elevator music. Hosted by Justin Tunney. Don't know who Justin Tunney is. However, goats.
Yeah.
Or a goat cult, I guess, is pretty much what that's going up to. Ancient mystical order of the goat. Yeah, I'm thinking that's like a goat cult. How would you have to get into a goat cult?
I don't know. It sounds pretty weird. I saw the headline. It's like, a goat lodge talent show. This looks interesting. So I put it on. How do I get into a goat society? Let's see. Maybe live amongst a bunch of goats and then bring a pet goat to wherever the society is located at. And it's like, hey, I have a goat. Can I get initiated, please?
That's how it goes. So you just bring a goat and then you're initiated. So it's pretty much like a bring your own goat kind of club.
I'm just guessing, but...
I mean, if that's what you're going to do, you get yourself into a goat club. I'm not going to say anything about it. I mean, I feel like to get into a goat cult, you have to definitely worship a goat. And the goat is the all-seeing eye of Vesuvius. I'm just throwing out words that don't go together. Well, not words. Beliefs that don't go together. However, if you want some good comedy and improv, it's always a great place to go. The Arcade Comedy Theater, they have stuff going on all the time. And apparently next week is the Goat Lodge Challenge Show, so go check it out. Again, hosted by Justin Tunney. Don't really know much about him. You look him up on Google, it comes up Justine Tunney. No, I already looked him up, Ryan. I was just saying. But there is a Justin Tunney on Twitter. He has only like one picture on there, though, so it's not really a big thing. However, I'm talking about a big thing. However, let's talk about The Doors live at the Bowl 868 at the Rango's Giant Cinema. If you don't know where the Rango's Giant Cinema is, Ryan, tell them where it is.
It is at the Carnegie Science Center. It's one. The address is 1 Allegheny Ave, Pittsburgh, PA 15222. The date for this event is November 2nd and 3rd from 7:30 to 9 p.m. So
2 days.
An hour and a half each.
Yeah.
And the website is carnegiesciencecenter.org/rangos-giant-cinema/the-do.
Okay, good. Yeah. It's probably The Doors. Yep. All right, anyway, let's go tell them about The Doors experience.
Yep. Experience The Doors at their dark and brilliant best in glorious Dolby Atmos surround sound. Newly remastered, The Doors, live at the Bowl 68, shows the legendary band at their peak and the only complete concert ever filmed of the controversial supergroup. Though 50 years have passed since the band rocked the Hollywood Bowl, this performance is as timeless as ever.
Yeah? So you think it's going to be just like going to the real concert? Maybe, Ryan, maybe we could go and you could say that you're finally at a real concert.
Yes. Charles, before the end of the year, you, me...
Before the end of the year. Hold on. Wait. What are we... Okay. Continue. I'm sorry.
Before the end of the school year...
Uh-huh.
You, myself, maybe a couple other people from the century, We all go to a concert together.
Y'all gotta go to a concert together. Do you know any concerts that we could all go to?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Well, you know, we could. All right, here. I'll look that up while you read the next story. However, if you don't know who the Doors are, Riders of the Storm, LA Woman, Light My Fire, and Touch Me are some of their big hits. Check them out. They're a really great group. And apparently they're controversial. Never really knew that. But, you know, what rock band isn't controversial in 68? Because if you weren't controversial, you weren't popular. And if you weren't popular, you weren't doing everything right. In the sense of you were probably into bad things that all rock stars did. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So tell them about the Italian prisoners of war in Pennsylvania, 1944 to 45.
Yes. This is happening November 3rd. From 3 to 5 p.m. at the Heinz History Center, 1212 Smallman Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222. That is downtown. The website is heinzhistorycenter.org/events/Italian-prisoners-war-Pennsylvania. I know that sounds awkward, but whatever. During World War II, the U.S. government interned more than 1,200 captured Italian soldiers at the Letterkenny Army Ordnance Depot over near Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. These troops collaborated with the United States in a collective effort to defeat the Axis powers. They formed the 321st Italian Quartermaster Battalion, and their work consisted mainly of stocking and shipping materials and ammunition, military vehicles, weapons, and machinery parts to the war fronts in the European and Pacific theaters of operation. For entertainment, the soldiers formed an orchestra, a band, and several soccer teams. As a sign of their faith, they built a chapel and a bell tower that are still used now. And countless Italian Americans provided them emotional and material support, and many forged deep friendships with Pennsylvanians from all over the Commonwealth. Indeed, after the war, a few even married their sweethearts and returned to live in the United States. Explore this fascinating story during the special program in the History Center's Dietrich Library and Archives, oral histories from surviving POWs, memoirs and photographs generously donated by family members of ex-prisoners, and rich information newly available from archival material in Italy, aided by documents found in the U.S., and make this historical experience come alive more than 70 years later.
That was a lot.
I know.
So it seems really, I mean, I've always been a big fan of, well, not a big fan, let me put it this way. History of war, I've been a big fan of, and, you know, because if you know history, you won't repeat it, hopefully. So it sounds very interesting in that sense, and that there's such a, what do I want to say, integral tie to Pittsburgh with the Italian captives? Prisoners, sorry, not captives. It seems like it's going to be a good time, especially because, again, it's the Heinz History Center, so they always have cool things going on, and this is one of them.
Yep.
I mean, I really don't know what to say to that, because that covered everything. There is nothing to fill there. I'm a little upset, Ryan. You really got it all.
I'm nailing it.
All right. But before we get all of it,
Well, let's talk about...
Well, let's not get spooky yet, all right? Let's keep it on spooky. I'm going to tell you some concerts that are coming up, and if any of them tickle your fancy, right?
All right.
All right, so we got Government Mule. No idea who they are, but they're right. I'm looking at Stage E right now, okay?
All right.
Got Coulter Wall. You got Lanco, Eden, Vertigo World Tour. Who doesn't love a world tour? Steel City Excellence, AJR, The Click Tour Part 2. Already going to that, so yes. Mayday Parade, that could probably be a good one. Red Sun Rising, also a good one. Tenacious D, if you want to spend a lot of money, probably be a phenomenal show, because Tenacious D. Red Wanting Blue, Cute Is What We Aim For. Seven Lions presents The Journey 2 Tour, Young Pinch, fueled by Monster Energy. So you know that's going to be an awesome concert. It's fueled by Monster Energy that you can't keep the taxed caps to, so if you lose your cap, you're going to lose your monster. Son Holo, I have heard of him, but I don't know if it's going to be a good show because I don't know him too well. We got Point Park University presents Johnny Good. He had 3-0, so that's why. Camp Boys Tour. We got the X's Kick Arse Christmas featuring the Struts, Glorious Sons, the Blue Stones, the Gene the Werewolf, Middle Clubs, Cloud Nothing, Sleep, Cody Jinx comes in twice. And you know, my personal favorite that we should go see, Ryan, is Pigeons Playing Ping Pong.
Oh, that'd be dope if we saw some pigeons playing ping pong.
That'd be awesome if it was actually pigeons playing ping pong. But it's a band. So why don't we go see it? I mean, it's $35 day of the show, $20 early bird ticket, and $25 for an advance. And the opening artist is Magic Beans.
Oh,
I think we should go see pigeons playing ping pong.
What day is that?
December 31st.
Who? New Year's Eve.
Oh, come on. Why not? What else are you doing on New Year's Eve?
Trying to celebrate and bring in the new year, man.
Yeah, what are you doing to celebrate and bring in the new year? That doesn't even matter. I don't even care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
No, that wasn't really any fun anyway. So.
Oh, well, whatever. So those are our options for concerts. However, before we get into New Year's and all those things, we can't forget spooky season because it's not over yet. And I swear to God, if somebody played a Christmas movie already, I have to have a conversation with you. So let's talk about the Ghost Hunt of the Stork Renaissance Hotel, November 3rd, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's, of course, at the Renaissance Pittsburgh Hotel, 107 6th Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15212. And the event website is eventbrite.com /hunt at the Historic Renaissance Hotel. So find out for yourself on Saturday, November 3rd, when Ghost Nat take over the Renaissance Hotel in downtown Pittsburgh for one-of-a-kind real ghost hunting event. I'm really concerned about this now that I don't really think it's a real ghost hunting event because it's in that, whatever, promos. During the guided ghost hunt, of this Pittsburgh Skyline staple, you will be paired with a real paranormal investigator that will be using the latest and greatest in ghost hunting equipment technology to try to make contact with the other side. After the ghost hunt, head to the hotel bar for the after party paranormal mixer that you won't want to miss. So they say real paranormal and real ghosts in all caps. I highly doubt that they actually believe in ghosts, and now I'm a little bit upset.
Well, the paranormal investigator might be real, but the actual ghost part, I kind of have my doubts there.
How do you become a real paranormal investigator, though? Like, what are your qualifications for that?
Well, first off, you have to research paranormal activity.
Well, yeah, you have to research paranormal activity, but I'm saying, like, to be considered a real one. Not so, are we talking, real is also amateur, or is it real to be, professional?
Like, who has, a good track record.
Good track record, so they've made contact before.
Yes.
Okay, all right. That's fair.
Yeah.
All right. But, second question, do you believe in ghosts?
I wish I did, but sadly, I know ghosts aren't real.
Okay, we have to backtrack on this whole conversation, right? Okay, so you wish you did, but you know they're not real.
Yes.
That sentence makes no sense.
Why
do you wish that you thought ghosts were real?
Because then it's like you can talk with specimen.
Paranormal specimen. I like that wording. Okay. But why do you know they're not real, Ryan?
Because there's none that's been shown up, nor is there any legit reports of any ghosts being shown.
Bruh.
What, bruh?
Bruh. I just want three positions for those bros, just so everybody knows there was some theatrics to that. You can't just believe everything you hear. Okay, Ryan. There are so many places. I'm not going to say that this, what is this? What was that again? The Renaissance Hotel. I'm not going to say that's really haunted, okay? But I'm going to say that, golly gosh darn, there are haunted places. How do you explain so many people going to hotels and or any place and seeing people, not just any people, translucent people walking the steps? How do you explain that, Ryan? Huh? How do you explain footsteps? How do you explain that feeling that you're being watched, aside from paranoia?
Well, you can. There's how about spies?
Spies. Yes. Okay. No, I want to hear this. Okay, so spies.
Yes.
I'm putting my feet up for this.
Spies can literally watch if for some reason they're on a spy mission trying to catch a criminal. Well, then they will literally watch you, and the person who thinks they're getting watched may not see them.
Okay, so what you're telling me then is everybody who reports a paranormal activity is being watched by a spy.
No.
That is all. This is pretty much what you've just told me.
Well, that's just one factor.
One factor. Okay, fine. All right, so let's just say spies. Okay, let's go with that. Why are they hiding themselves from these people then? Why do they care if they're seen?
Well, because spies don't want the alleged criminal to catch the spy, because then they're going to try to run away.
Okay, all right. But then why are they making footsteps and spooky noises and being translucent? How does a spy become translucent?
Okay, you got me.
There's some government technology I don't know about?
I wish there was.
But do you know there isn't?
Yeah, as far as I know, there isn't.
All right, insert X-Files music here.
Dun,
That's not the X-Files music. We're just going to stop there. But anyway, so go check out Ghost Hunt at the Historic Renaissance Hotel and report back to me and Ryan if ghosts are real or not. Clearly, I'm a believer. Ryan here, though, wishes he believed, but he knows they're not real because of spies. So let's just talk about Café Scientifique. I feel like we've talked about this before. It's happening again at the Carnegie Science Center, of course, at 1 Allegheny Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15222, on November 5th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Café Sci is the place in Pittsburgh where adults interested in science can get together to discuss today's science issues with experts in a cool, informal setting. Each evening is dedicated to the informal discussion, eating, and drinking led by guest speakers who are experts in their fields. Not going to lie, I never knew what it meant to swallow your own tongue, but I literally just swallowed my own tongue. I was very difficult.
Okay, you need water.
No, I'm good. All right, Ryan, so let's talk about this. You are, like, clearly, we may or may not go. Probably not.
Probably not.
What is the most interesting scientific field that you want, that you're, like, looking at?
I don't plan on majoring in science, but
I know, but still, like, do you like science? That's, I guess, the first question.
I mean, it's interesting depending on what it is.
Okay, so then what kind of science do you like?
I like chemistry.
Chemistry?
Yeah.
So you're a big fan of, like, what in chemistry are you interested in? Like the explosion portion or like the, like, just the reaction portion?
I would consider like explosions and reactions, that's kind of the same thing.
No, reactions don't always have to be explosions. I mean, a reaction could be like a blue liquid turning into a red liquid.
Well, I'm just saying it's like explosions are a type of reaction.
Well, yes, explosions are a type of reaction. Everything is a reaction in chemistry. However, I think so. I'm not sure about that. I'm not a chemist. Mm-hmm. But, so you're interested in the explosion portion of it.
And also, like, you know how in science movies there's like the glass ball that has like lightning in it that touches on the surface?
Yes. Like I think it's a Tesla coil. I'm not sure, though. But yes.
Yeah, it has a coil. This, you touch it, and then your hair just like spikes up like crazy.
Yeah.
Yes, that field.
That feel or that
field?
Field. Oh, okay. All right. I can see. I'm a big fan of that. My science is more of a, I guess that would be astronomy, but that's more, I think that's a science.
Well, I love astronomy, too.
I mean, yeah, I feel like that's a science. But I do like where you're at, because electricity is super cool. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Because it's really awesome how, like, at the Science Center, they have an event, like the Frankenstein event, where they have that huge Tesla coil. You touch a fence, and then, like, it goes through 20 people, and all of their hair stands up on end. But nobody gets shocked. It's really interesting. So if you want to talk more about that and science and or astronomy, because astronomy is a science, go to Café Scientifique at the Science Center on November 5th, and have a good time eating, drinking, and discussing, because who doesn't love science? Like we said, science makes the world go round, and it proves that the world is round. I'm talking to you, all you flat earthers out there. If you think the earth is flat, I think we have a bigger problem than not believing in ghosts.
The world is not flat.
Thank you, Ryan. We can agree on that. If we weren't agreeing on that, I would have to leave. I'm not gonna lie.
But now we have the Wednesday wine flights sampling Sicily. That is November 7th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Greer Cabaret Theater, 655 Penn Ave, Pittsburgh, PA 15222. The website is trustars.org/production/602221/Wednesday-wine-flights- I'm going to assume that's sampling.
Yeah, probably. You don't need to read the whole thing. Just put trustarts.org and then say to type into the search bar Wednesday Wine Flights. And if they have a good website, which I assume they do, they'll be fine. Because reading a website, I guess you're probably listening on a computer, but reading that out probably is not what they want. However, let's read the description, Ryan, together. Yep. No, that would be really difficult.
Yeah. Jack Bryce will share travel adventures from a recent trip to Sicily, where he met up with Count Federico Lombardo di Monte Lato of Federiato Winery.
Let's just stop right there. Oh, my God.
That was, like, legit good.
That is a name right there. Whoever has, first off, a surname of Count, and then four names, boy, like, you're important, and five names. Wow. I respect him now because he has five. Just, whew.
You want to look is that him up?
When someone money buys you, it's just more names.
Here, do you want me to say his name again?
If you want to, go ahead.
Count Federico Lombardo di Monte Lato of Federiato Winery.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
Appreciate it. All right, you can continue. I'm sorry.
It is presented by Jacob Bacharach and Jack Bryce with special guests Marco Scapagnini, Federiato USA brand ambassador, Doors open at 5:45. Coffee, dessert, and full bar available after the show, and not included in the ticket price.
So you have to buy a ticket. However, I want to just bring out that you got all those other Italian names perfectly, but Jacob Bacharach, you got caught up on.
Yeah.
It's okay. At least it wasn't Jack Bryce. If you got caught up on Jack Bryce, oh, man. However, that sounds really cool because it's wine, coffee. Is it wine or is it just talking about wine? Okay, no, it is wine and coffee and desserts. Italian desserts, oh, my God. What is your favorite Italian dessert? You're Italian, so you better know.
Like a really fancy version of chocolate cake.
A really fancy version of chocolate cake. So yeah. What would that be dubbed then? Is it just Italian chocolate cake, or are you going to type into Google really fancy version of chocolate cake?
Yeah, I'm just typing in Italian desserts.
Italian desserts? All right, well, I did too, so we got the same stuff. Are you thinking about tiramisu?
No.
No? Are you thinking about a chocolate mousse cake?
I'm thinking cannolis.
Cannolis. Okay, first off, the cannoli is not what you described whatsoever. However, cannolis are bomb.com.
Bomb.com.
I'm a big fan of Zapoli, just because it's just fried dough with chocolate sauce, and you can dip it. It's God, who doesn't love those two things? Either that or tiramisu, because I love the coffee flavor, because it's a bitterness with a nice bit of sweet from the chocolate. So there's that. And favorite coffee? Do you drink coffee first off on the regular?
No, not really.
Yeah, neither do I. Okay, but if you had to drink coffee, right? What are you looking at? Are you looking at decaf, regular, black, sugar, cream, milk? What are you looking at in your coffee, bro? Or are you looking for fraps? I mean, because if you're looking for fraps, I can hook you up. I got a frap guy.
Black decaf.
Black decaf. So you're going just for the flavor, essentially.
Essentially, yeah. Because, I don't want to be, I don't know what the right term is.
Caffeinated?
Yeah, it's, hyped up.
Hyped up, yeah, caffeinated.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. I mean, I prefer my coffee just black, not decaf, because caffeine doesn't work for me. It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
But talking about weird things, let's talk about Agaboom, November 9th, 7 to 10 p.m. at the Byam Theater, 101 6th Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222s, of course. That event website is thetrustarts.org. You can type in Agaboom, and you'll probably figure out the right place if they have a good website, as I've said. I had to burp, excuse me. Jump headfirst into a chain reaction.
Hold on. What's the date of it?
Oh, it said it's November 9th. I already was over that.
Oh.
God, do you not even listen to our show, Ryan?
I do. But sometimes I make mistakes, man. I'm sorry.
Jump headfirst into a chain reaction of absolute silliness and a blizzard of laughter with three former stars of Cirque du Soleil of the Moscow Circus. This lovable trio extracts endless delight from everyday cleaning supplies, a towering punch-away paper wall, and some brave audience members. Rude in theatrical clowning, Agaboom brings together the best traditions of circus arts, physical comedy, and European avant-garde. Get ready for a live-action cartoon exploding with sophisticated slapstick, outlandish chases, and the most chaotic finale ever. Sure to inspire many a belly laugh for both young and not so young. Tickets are only $12. Wow. Like that description had me even excited. Like I was reading it excited because it had me excited. I never knew that Moscow could bring me such excitement. I'm kidding. But
we'll have to go to Moscow.
No, I'm not going to Russia, Ryan. That's not on my agenda. Not that it's a bad place. I'm not taking risks.
Yeah, that place, no offense to anyone who lives in Russia, but that place is very cold.
Yeah, my risk is hypothermia. Let's keep it there. But it sounds like a fun time. I mean, everything about that. Like I said, a blizzard of laughter, absolute silliness, chain reaction. Bruh. Come on.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to go? And the tickets are only $12?
Yeah. I love chaos.
You love chaos? You a chaotic kind of guy?
The good chaos.
The good chaos? Okay.
Not the one that's going to cost you anything severe.
Oh, okay. So just crazy chaos.
Yes.
Fun chaos. Okay, yeah. Cool. never mind. Well, okay, all right. We're talking about fun chaos. How do you about The Purge? It's still Halloween, so we can talk about this.
All right. You take it away, Charles.
No, what do we mean I have to take it away? I'm just asking, what do you feel about The Purge? Like the concept of...
Oh, The Purge.
Do you know what The Purge is, first off, before we start
this?
No. Okay. The Purge is a movie where all crime is legal for 12 hours. And they put including murder, but I don't know. I feel like murder is going to be my thing that I want to do, you know?
Don't murder anybody in real life because I'll get you arrested.
Yes, of course, Ryan. We're not here to be a moral compass for people who should already know that.
Yeah.
However, all crime is legal. What do you do?
If all crime was legal...
Because we're talking about chaos here.
I'd probably go destroying property.
Destroying property. I like it, man. What are you destroying property with? Like, we going, like, classical, like, sledgehammer? Or are you getting, like, a steamroller? Or are you just burning stuff?
Oh, I'll go flamethrower.
You're going to get a flamethrower.
Yes.
That's impressive. Do you have a flamethrower guy? Wink once for yes, twice for no. Oh, wow. Schnazzy.
That would be such a flamethrower. Like,
good flamethrower sound effect.
Yep.
Okay. I respect it, man. I probably do just robbery, looting, those kind of things.
Getting rich.
Yeah, getting rich. That's what I would do on that night. Just get rich. I'd probably go with some arson, though, too. Because who doesn't love to burn things, right?
Yeah.
All right. But speaking of crazy alternate realities, let's enter the Warp Zone at the Arcade Comedy Theater on November 9th as well. 10 to 11:30 p.m. You got to pick one of these events because everything's happening November 9th, apparently.
Yeah. You already know the address, so let's just get into the description.
Wow. Okay, sure. It's the Arcade Comedy Theater's venerable long-form team. Warp Zone invites you on an adventure unlike anything else in town. It's like an improv comedy show happening inside Inception right when all those buildings start folding into each other. Warp Zone has appeared twice, not once, twice at the Chicago Improv Festival, the Pittsburgh Comedy Festival, thrice, not twice, thrice, the San Diego Improv Festival, and has performed as part of the Arcade's bonus stage show for over 3 years. Some more Warp Zone craziness of comedy could be good as Agaboom, but who knows? You have to go see both shows, but they're both on November 9th, so I guess you gotta pick one. Oh, no, wait, it's November 5th?
No, 9th.
They're both 9th. Okay. Pick one.
10 to 11:30.
Yeah, but they're there all the time, so the Warp Zone isn't going anywhere. So you guys see Agaboom, most likely. But let's continue on from there because we're running out of time. And talk about the Mini Factory Drip November 10th. Dude, you got date. I like this. You know, every day there's an event. That is just telling you something about Pittsburgh, too, everybody. There's always something going on. Go have some fun. November 10th, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Mattress Factory, 500 Samsonia Way, Pittsburgh, PA 15212. Themattress.org is the website. Blobs and globs, drips and drops, get moving with gravity painting. This interactive learning program is designed for children 3 to 5. So, I mean, if you're a child and or an adult, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, I like painting. You still big fan of finger painting?
Not finger painting, but...
No. I haven't finger painted in years. However, I don't think it would be a bad thing. You know, you could just go Jackson Pollock with it and just, like, scratch a canvas.
Yeah.
That'd be actually really interesting. You could probably find someone to buy that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go to the Mattress Factory. Get some dripping painting to have happen. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
However, out of all these events, which one are you most excited? No, let's scratch it. We got 2 minutes left. What's your Halloween plans?
Halloween's tomorrow.
I know.
I honestly God don't know.
You have no plans, Ryan?
Well, hold on.
What are you doing with your life?
I don't know.
I'm standing right now.
I know. But there's one thing, another thing that's going on. Charles's birthday is tomorrow.
Okay, listen, man. We don't need to talk about that, all right? We need to talk about your plans. You're apparently doing nothing.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, man. I'm a college student who has to do stuff during the week.
I am also a college student who has to do things during the week, and I have a birthday in which I'm 22. You think I'm not going to be doing things that are going to inhibit my ability to do things Thursday?
Wow, you just got me good there.
Yeah. So, what are you doing?
probably.
Look, man, you have a flamethrower guy, but you have no plans for Halloween.
Let's go onto an empty field and just flamethrow a bunch of stuff.
That's... I don't know if I can condone that activity. Are you at least going to watch like a spooky movie or something?
If I can find something decent.
Something decent. What's your ideal spooky? You a slasher, a paranormal, or a thriller?
Paranormal, man.
Paranormal? Oh, God, I hate those. Like, I love them, but God, do they give me nightmares. speaking of nightmares, there's really no nightmares. Vegetables. For some people, vegetables are nightmares. There we go. There's our transition. So thank you again for avocados being our sponsor this week. Go to your local produce section. Get yourself an avocado. Cut it in half. Don't eat the seed. However, if you keep the seed, you can try to grow yourself an own avocado plant. But get yourself some gooey goodness of the Green Pittsburgh's newest with Mom Charles Stockhausen.
I'm Ryan Jacoby. Happy birthday to Charles.
And happy Halloween, everybody. Toodaloo.